The ACLU's Youth Affairs Director Nicole Yonk cites court rulings that allow judges to use chains and leg shackles on juveniles only in extreme circumstances when it's clear the young person has a history of violence.
Courts have consistently upheld that this should be shackling of juveniles should be the last resort, and it should only be it should be proportionate to the accusation or the past acts of violence of the particular juvenile, and it should be examined on a case-by-case basis and not indiscriminately.
But the county's juvenile court judge, Charles Constantine, defends the routine shackling at detention hearings. He says it's necessary because security in the county's small hearing room is poor and there's little or no control over public access to the building.
There's also was concerns about proximity of family members to juveniles' access to potential weapons because there was no weapons checks. There weren't any television cameras in the courtroom. So there are a number of concerns.
Constantine says that will change in the next 30 days because the county is installing cameras and implementing a screening procedure to check people attending the hearings for weapons.
We're going to have an alarm system. We're going to have a number of systems that's going to make the facility safer. And with the facility being safer, the shackling issue is going to, I think, totally disappear.
Constantine says that means only juveniles charged with violent crimes may be required to wear chains. But critics of the procedure say the routine use of shackles never should have been adopted in the first place. The head of the Racine NAACP says the chains harken back to slavery days for young African Americans and undermine the community's confidence that children forced to wear them are truly innocent until proven guilty. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.